6'4" and a half, 308 pounds. A mixture of both right now.
What teams have you talked to?
Jacksonville, talked to Indy, and I talked to the Texans also.
You plan on working out, doing all the drills, everything?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's what we came here for, to work out, right? So, why not?
You really seemed to belong. Your spot really seemed to rise this past season. What was the difference in your game this year?
We were a lot more aggressive on defense than we were in the past. I had a great coach in John Blake, and also Butch Davis is a great coach. And we had a pretty good scheme, and I felt like I played very good technique this year, and it was more of an aggressive style, where we were attacking, and I think that really helped to my strength.
When did you start realizing it as potential to maybe be a first round, and when did that kind of dawn on you? Is that late in the season, or did
you
put long before?
It's always been a dream of mine to be a first round pick, everybody always said I always had the athletic ability to it, but it's more to being a first rounder than just athletic ability. You have to be a complete player. You have to be able to study film, watch what you eat, get proper rest. And I think early on in my career, I didn't understand how to do that. And luckily, I had a great coach to show me how to do that in John Blake. He just made me a better person. And in the player part, it was easy for him. He just showed me how to like break down film, like to really break down an opponent, break down a game, break down a team. Yes, yes. And I think that was the biggest difference. He just taught me how to prepare and taught me how to play great technique, play with leverage, play with my hands. Like he's just a great coach. And without him, I probably wouldn't be standing in front of you right now.
Any examples of games this past season, like maybe a particular play where you wouldn't have been able to do that if it weren't for that scouting you'd done on film, the big play you made?
We were playing against Maryland. Well, it was actually a couple plays. We were playing against Maryland, and the guard, his foot was a little bit back, and I recognized it before the play, and it was a power play. Usually when he had his stance staggered, they were going to run a power play, and they came up, they quit counting us, and I knew what was coming, so I beat the double team, and I made a tackle for loss, and we got off the field. And then we also broke down the center in the snap count. When his head came down, the ball was coming out in 1 second, exactly. So I jumped the count, and I was able to get a sack. But Darius Powell also kept the quarterback in the pocket, so I can't take all the credit for us. I made a couple of big plays that game off of scouting alone.
Does North Carolina run the four?
Yes, yes.
Do you have more experience at nose tackle or at the three technique?
I've been kind of all around, but I would probably say three technique.
Is that where you
play? It doesn't matter, man. I play defensive end, play three technique, play nose. It's all the same. Or you got to line up and play.
What are the differences that you see in a nose tackle versus a three technique in those
games? It's just a little quicker. If you're playing nose tackle, things happen a little faster. And then at three, you have a little bit more time to, adjust your step, And more like the contact time is a little different. That's pretty much it. We knew that, like, good scouting. I think coach, who was our coach last year? Our special teams coach. Coach Powell. Coach Powell. He realized that they had some weak links in the army on the field goal block team, and we just went to go get it. We had a great execution plan, and we just went out there and executed it. Oh man, tremendously. They really taught me how to be a professional player. I know I still have a lot to learn, but I think I understand more of what it takes to be an NFL player now than I did before. Before.
Was it off the field, like you said?
Yes, yes, definitely.
How did you change your habits off the field just to get ready?
Just eating right, sleeping right, and that's pretty much a big difference. That makes a big difference, studying opponents. Instead of sleeping all the time, the time I took to sleep, I was watching film. Like, I replaced that with watching film and just stretching and doing different things. And that really helped my game.
You pitched a pretty good numbers your senior year. Yeah, I think you still weren't first team all ACC.
Yeah. Not at all. Because I know how hard I work and I know how hard I prepare. So, I think everything will take care of itself if you put in the work and the time.
Two more.
Have three, four teams been talking about using you at the four or five instead?
Well, I'm sure that's what I would be in a 3-4 defense, probably a 5 technique or a 4 technique. But I played that. We had a package this year where I played the 4 technique, so it's nothing new. It would be nothing new.
Compare our game
Say again?
Who do we compare your game to?
Well, if I want to be compared to somebody, it'd be, I would want to be compared to Richard Seymour because he's a very versatile player. He plays hard and he plays with passion.